God bless. God bless. I am disturbed about man. The author of this book was written in the time frame of 772 through 722 BC. And the author of this book, amen, is penned under the prophet named Micah. Mm-hmm. Micah was a true prophet of God. And in the writings of Micah, Micah deals with Samaria and Gentile nations. And in his writing, Micah is reproving all of them for their sins. And in the same time, he is warning them of impending judgment and captivity of Israel. Amen. Now let me say two things before I get too far ahead of myself in this short autobiography sketch of Micah, if you will, by way of introducing him to you all that are listening that probably have never read, amen, the same place where I got this information from, which actually is probably the beginning of your Bible or somewhere like in the back of the Bible. It talks about every book in the Bible and the authors and the time that they were written. So it ain't got nothing to do with the fact that I had all this stuff stored up. I just looked it up. But let me just say two things. I want y'all to please pay close attention to the fact that Israel had no excuse for them being in their current situation. They had no one to blame but themselves. And that is to say to us today that some of the situations that we are in, men folk, we've got nobody to blame but ourselves. And if we're going to be honest about it, we have to blame ourselves because, men, you have not been doing your job. I told y'all I would address the theme in a little while. And the purpose of this book was then and is now written for the express intent, amen, to get of God's intent to bring Israel and all mankind back to their place of conformity.
Come on now.
Amen. And you do know that God never intended for men to lead by the rear.
Amen.
Nothing wrong with leading from the back. But the mere fact that it says lead means that you should not always be at the back.
Amen.
And men folk, you are willing to go to the back. Okay. And because you're willing to go to the back, you're not doing your job.
That's right.
Amen.
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 If you will, and so when God wanted to bring them back to their place of conformity to his external will and plans for them so that the blessings of God from the beginning of time, which means Adam. Actually, it also means pre-Adam.
All right now.
And I'll explain all of that in a minute.
Now.
So that it could be completely fulfilled. This is the 33rd book of the Bible. It contains 7 chapters, 105 verses, 3,153 words, 20 commands, 123 prophecies, 91 of them which are fulfilled. Then that lets you know that there are 32 unfulfilled prophecies, which means promises of God that have yet to be fulfilled, but before Christ returns, they all will be fulfilled. Amen. And it also contains 7 distinct messages from God. Well, I did tell y'all earlier that I had 2 things I wanted to say before I went further into this information of Micah. I gave y'all 1. Now, this is my 2nd point. Micah was a true prophet of God. Amen.
Amen.
And we know this because that, you know, when one is a prophet of God, Brother Pastor, there are three constants.
Come on now.
Three constants that must be in place. And y'all do know, anytime you do see three, that does make reference directly unto God.
Yeah.
All right. And here are the three constants. First of all, God spoke directly to Micah. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Secondly, the true prophet of God is both called and calls to speak for God and by God and not of himself. Now you do know I'm saying him, but that makes reference to him or herself. Because
yeah.
Some folks want to say prophet, prophetess. Test just makes reference to sexual gender.
Come on now.
But God is
Break
no respecter of person. Amen. And thirdly, whenever the prophet or whatever the prophet says, the prophet cannot bring it to pass, but God brings it to pass. And I'm very much afraid of the fact today, church, that people today are calling themselves prophets of God and ain't talked to God at all. And rest assured, if you ain't talked to God about your situation, God ain't going to keep talking to you about somebody else's situation. You ought to be careful when folks keep coming up to you telling you, God told me to tell you about you, as if God can't talk to you for himself. I'm mighty afraid that they are confusing the gift of prophecy. God help your boy. And the ministry of prophets. Amen. Watch this. You must understand that just because you have the gift of prophecy, that does not make you a prophet. Amen. The gift of prophecy, just as any spiritual gift that you have, it is in you. It ain't for you. I told you I'm a Bible preacher. I told you I'm more Bible than I am Baptist. Read your Bible. It tells you why spiritual gifts were given. And there are some of us in the church, even as pastors, we make the fatal mistake that when women come forward in the church and say, God has called me into the ministry, the first thing we want to say, well, you can't preach, but you can be an evangelist. The Bible says, and to some he gave. Yeah. The preacher can't make nobody no evangelist.
Amen.
That's God's call.
Amen. All right. Amen.
Come
on now.
I'm disturbed about man. Because man don't know how to do his job.
Right.
Listen, but folk come to you. Can I tell y'all something? The folk come to you, amen, professing to be a prophet, and they will prophesy for a prophet.
Yeah.
In the name of a prophet.
Come on now,
Pastor. Okay, I'm going to help y'all out. Y'all ever encountered folk that come up and tell y'all, amen, that I got a blessing plan for you and your life from God, but it'll cost you $20? And, amen. So in other words, you give them the blessing and they give you a plan. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Come on now.
You can't buy blessings from God.
That's right.
You can't pay for blessings from God. Amen. Amen.
Come on, preach over.
And sad reality is this kind of behavior was going on then at the time that Micah did his writing. But look at verse 2. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among them. Amen.
Amen.
You do know that when God, in days of Old Testament time, when God spoke to the prophet, there were preachers, if you will, that were still on the scene. But there were some preachers that whose mind was made up that they were only going to preach to their people amen, and thought they had a monopoly on God and they wouldn't tell the whole truth. So God had to use a prophet to speak to the nation.
Yeah. Come on now.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on now.
Okay.
Come on now.
Amen. All right. I didn't mean to hold y'all that long already. Amen. But just like it was going on then, it's going on now. And that's why I am disturbed about men. And the word disturbed is an adjective born from the cause and effect syndrome from its rooted origin in the verb form. And the verb form of disturbed is disturbed.
Oh, my God.
Man always has been a disturber of things.
Now.
Yes, he has.
Yes.
Even in creation purpose, y'all do know that man was given direct orders from God what not to do.
Yes.
Eve could have ate till the cows came home.
Yes. Right. I agree.
But when man gave up his job and took on another job.
Yeah. Come on now.
That's why we're in the shape.
We in.
Amen. I have a sermon that says, thanks a lot, Adam. Amen. And you know, years back, y'all put a pin right there for me. But years back when I was in college, college professor I had when I was in psychology, had the class read a book that dealt with the totality of man. And one particular aspect of the book, it dealt with the psychosocial man. And when I look at the plight of man today, that book was truly, truly on target. That book was written by Dr. Benjamin Mays, and that's really where I took the sermon topic for this message. The book was entitled Disturbed About Man.
Amen.
And when I look around and I see cities burning, amen, while firemen go on strike, I'm disturbed. When I look at how education now is at an all-time low and you have teachers who are not concerned and government that's not concerned, I am disturbed. When I look and see police and politicians and policymakers, it's all in this chapter we just read, these verses we just read, amen. Who can promote positive changes, but yet they are partakers and participants of the evil and corruption that we live in today.
Amen.
I'm disturbed.
Amen.
Yes, even in the life of, amen, of the ecclesiastical realm, when I look and I see pastors and preachers who are more concerned with building grand cathedrals instead of rebuilding the lives of people, I'm disturbed.
Amen.
Amen. When I look and see pastors and preachers get up and preach a get-rich-quick scheme and make you feel good message and send your own home, they make it like Burger King, have it your way, you ought to get disturbed.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Man is the most disturbing creation that the Creator ever created. Man always is disturbing something that he has no business disturbing.
Amen.
Y'all do know the ing means ongoing. Because just as he was disturbed, he's still disturbing. That ain't his job. In fact, I submit that this is the reason why God created and made everything before he did man. I told y'all creation purpose. Here it is. Watch this. See, if God had made man before he did, rest assured, man would have said, or Adam would have said something like this. look at what I did.
Come on now.
And Adam would have said, look at what I did, before he said, look at what we did.
Come on now.
And please note, even then, he was wrong. And some of us are always trying to include people, amen, accountability and stuff we do wrong as to give credence to what we did wrong gonna make it right because they got included. Amen. Man, you done lost your job. It's a man's job. Let us examine the word disturb. Disturb means to break up the quiet or the settled order. Everything was in order before God made man. Even the law, amen, before God made Adam, he told him what not, it was in order.
Amen.
Amen. Disturb means to interrupt, to perplex, and a whole bunch of other adjectives. Now, the word disturbed, confused, man had been confused since the garden. Disquieted, amen. Amen. He's been confused and disquieted since then. Troubled, amen. Y'all do know the first thing Adam said when things went haywire? First thing Adam said, look, Lord, look, God, that woman you hate. As if he could have picked another woman. There wasn't nobody else to pick from. That is to say that man in his present state is simply a carbon copy of his past.
Come on.
Yeah. And you do know everybody has a past.
Yeah.
Now, I have discovered this, and I want to get somebody free, and then I'm going to get into this so I won't digress too many more times. But the church circle, brother pastors, I'm sure that you will agree with me. All of y'all, my brothers and sisters in Christ, y'all will agree with me.
Yes.
That the church circle is the most unforgiving circle of people you'll ever come across.
Right.
That's because we don't know what our job is.
Right.
Told y'all it's a man's job. We don't know what our job is. See, the reason why we don't know what our job is, because we ain't been reporting to duty. I'm sorry. If you don't come be taught,
right.
But some stuff is on the job training.
Say that.
But if you're doing the same thing in your present that you were doing in your past,
come on.
You don't have a past. It's your present.
Amen.
Come on.
Come on.
That's right.
You really can't say the things I used to do.
Amen.
Amen. Now, sometimes you can, but let's face it. That some things you used to do, you can't, because age didn't call that.
Amen.
I'm sorry. I'm kidding. Amen. And when you have us who are constantly repeating our past, all we're doing is making etches on our future. Because you do know that the way God moves in time, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Watch this. In perfect future, present, past tense.
Yeah.
You do know that you live in your future now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, so y'all know I ain't lying.
No.
I guarantee you some of y'all have made plans what y'all going to do when y'all leave here. And when y'all leave here, if that's not indication of planning for the future,
that's right.
What is?
Say that.
Right.
Say that.
I like to talk about this when I'm in church at St. Francis. Cause folks, I want folks to know I ain't crazy. I'm doing television to be crazy. Amen.
Amen.
But anytime we find ourselves now, we're living in a time where you have misguided men that that have the ability to guide missiles. Amen. I'm disturbed.
Come on now.
Amen. We live in a time where all it is a gimme, take world. And you have something that I want, I will resort to it in the words of Malcolm X. I'm going to get it by any means necessary. And I'm disturbed when I find man is always willing to put more dope in his vein instead of hope in his brain. I'm disturbed. I'm disturbed when I look and see man not knowing not just who he is, but whose he is. Amen. Amen. I'm disturbed.
Yes.
I'm disturbed that you got men trying to do a job that only a woman can do. Amen. God help your boy. I'm sorry. But you know you got men for who believe they can go out and have babies. You ought to get disturbed. I'm sorry. Y'all please forgive Pastor. Listen. I'm disturbed to the point that men are not doing their job. When I know it's men's day too, so I wanna help some of y'all ladies get free. And I want y'all men folk to get free with this. It bothers me. Yes. As a parent, I have daughters.
That's right.
And I'm upfront with man. I tell anybody, if you can't do no more for my daughter than what I can do for her, wrong.
Right.
Amen. Right. Amen. My daughter ain't never got to see a hungry day. I can feed her, wrong. I couldn't wait. When I found out where babies came from, I was a late bloomer. I couldn't wait for my daughter to bring her first boyfriend to the house so I could just slam the door in his face. Send him home. Amen. I couldn't wait. But let me say this. It bothers me to my spirit that when I see young girls now whose mind is so fixed and made up on having a man, that they'll settle for this nonsense. They say, you know, a piece of man. You better be careful what piece of a man you get. Piece of man beat no man, you will lie. Give me a whole man if I was a whole man. Amen.
Say that. Preach.
Amen. I'm sorry, y'all. Pastor got to go back to his church. Amen. 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 I'm sorry. I'm disturbed, y'all. You see, and so therefore Micah, the prophet Micah, he wrote a very descriptive piece in these seven verses that is truly reflective of our time right now. Everybody in a position of authority and prominence was on the tape. Amen. They were working for a reward, hook or crook, didn't matter. The judge was on the tape, the lawyer was on the tape, the prophet was on, everybody was on the tape, and they were all looking for a reward. And so because of the fact, if you will, I want to look at three areas where I'm disturbed about man, and actually four. I done talked about one. That was socially. When I look at how man don't know where he belong no more.
That's right.
Amen. Y'all get tired of the church being full of women and absent of men.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Nothing against women. But I know that when it comes to a family. Amen. Okay. For a brief moment, I want to look at three areas that I'm disturbed about a man, and then I'm going to leave y'all alone. I am disturbed about man mentally speaking, technologically speaking, and religiously speaking. The Bible says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, Pastor Cheeks, I had anatomy and all of that in school. But you know, when you read the Bible, they are interchangeable words. Some believe that the heart makes reference to the totality of man. But the heart of man, amen. Can I tell y'all?
Yeah.
The heart of man is the mind of man.
Yeah.
As a man thinketh in his heart. You do know the heart in its original conception by God when it was put in man. The heart only really has one function in life. That's to regulate the flow of blood throughout the body. Even in hospitals, if there's any doctors and nurses in here, this is free, don't cost you nothing. You got a little education there. That, you know, they don't pronounce you dead in the hospital. The heart is still beating. But when there is no brain activity. So therefore, this is the heart. When ain't nothing up here, you dead.
Amen.
What's on your mind? What kind of thoughts are you thinking? Amen. What thoughts dominate your thinking? Are they good thoughts or bad thoughts? Constructive or destructive? I've come to the conclusion that man, it does not have a crisis. Man is not in a crisis, but man himself is the crisis.
Amen.
You got to understand that it took a disturbed man with a disturbed mind like John Gacy to do what he did and had no remorse at all. You got to know that it took a disturbed man with a disturbed mind by the name of James L. Ray, who was so disturbed mentally that he thought that by killing the dreamer, Dr. King, that the dream would die also. Well, I submit that the dream is very much alive today.
Amen.
And not only is the dream alive today, but we've seen factions of the dream come into reality.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And even others such as Hitler and Idi Amin and Bin Laden, amen, all of them were disturbed mentally.
Yeah.
They couldn't grab a hold to let this mind be in you.
Come on now.
Amen. And if you have the mind of Christ, then a man knows what a man's job is. God help you. I tell you, I'm going to address the theme in there. I'm going to throw it in there. Shout out. Anybody who hate people so much to the extent that they have no regard for life, and will walk into a theater or on a family college campus or places of employment, and yes, even the church, and even within our own homes, seek out to murder somebody
for the
thrill of it all in the name of whatsoever and whoever, I'm disturbed. The Bible tells us of a story about a man who lived in the graveyard, who was all messed up, and he was disturbed in his mind. But one day, he met Jesus. Yeah, the great heart fixer and the mind regulator. Jesus gave him a new lease on life. Told him to go home and tell his friends what the Lord had done for him. And so I pause here to tell you folk today that whenever someone or something controls you, when man's mind is disturbed, then the whole man is disturbed. And you got to understand that when a man is disturbed, he ain't in right thinking. And if you ain't in right thinking, that means you can't do right action. Because right thinking produces right action. You know it's not your job to stay home and get your hair permed and you send your wife off to work.
Come on,
I'm sorry. It's a man's job. This free don't cost nobody nothing. Y'all do know the truth of the matter is, don't y'all men folks throw shoes at me. I ain't male bashing because I'm one of us. Amen. But I got to tell y'all something. Y'all do know that in the origin of God, it was never intended for woman to work.
Yeah, that's right.
I know we live in a day. We can all scratch our head. Amen. Amen. Scratch our head. Did you know what? Y'all can read y'all Bible because it's there. Man is supposed to provide for the family. If a man will not provide for his family, he worse than an infidel.
That's right.
Amen. You got some men who don't care about the fact that bills can be struggling. As long as they eat, they don't care about nobody else.
That's right.
That ain't a man's job.
That's right.
If don't nobody in the house, it ought to be you.
Amen.
Right. Amen. All right, I'm going back to St. Francis while I pass that job. Amen. You see, you gotta understand that once you come into contact with Jesus, I told you. So when all this is going on, and when man ain't thinking right, told y'all he ain't gonna do right. So I got a right to be disturbed about the mental state of man. You see, because it's his mental state that affects his spiritual state.
Come on now.
Which in turn affects the state of his heart. Which reflects his ability or his inability to love. So I am disturbed. I am disturbed about man in the arena of technology. Or can I say technologically speaking? You see, we live now in the computer age.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't computer literate. Amen. I'm one of them.
Uh-huh.
Everybody seems to be under the control of a button, or you have an on and off switch somewhere. Amen. Thanks to technology. And the same technology or technological growth that has put wheels under our feet, yet has put fears in our heart.
Come on now.
It has brought worlds closer together. We can get from one world to another quicker, and yet man is further apart.
Come on now.
I am disturbed.
Amen.
I'm disturbed when we have the ability to exchange a heart.
Yeah.
Or we will do that if we need a heart fix in the hospital.
Yeah.
But we also have the ability to ask God to create in us a clean heart.
Yeah.
And yet we won't do that.
Yeah.
No need in getting a new heart. You're going to do the same old nasty corrupt stuff you were doing before.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Technology has given man labor-saving devices, and yet man is still too busy and in a hurry when it comes to God, especially being faithful to honor our commitment unto God.
Say that.
Amen. Yeah. We got brand new cars that we drive right past the church we used to walk to when we didn't have a car. I'm disturbed. You know, I'm disturbed. I'm disturbed. I'm disturbed.
My Lord.
With technology, we can hear and see what's going on all over the world. And yet we cannot and we will not see or hear the cries of suffering that are going on in our own communities.
Amen.
See, I remember in times past when it came to our community and family life, if you needed help, help was only a phone call away.
That's right.
Technology in its early stage before it got to this stage.
Yeah.
Now when your phone ring or your computer come on, somebody getting cursed out or cursed at or threatening somebody or being threatened with bodily harm by the neighbor's children.
Come on, I'm
disturbed. Now I got to tell you why I'm disturbed. Because you see the hoods that's terrorizing your neighborhood, some of them were once your neighbors.
That's right.
Amen. 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 So you got to understand why I'm disturbed about man mentally and technologically speaking. Amen. But I'm also disturbed about him religiously. And when I say religiously, I'm so glad, y'all, that your pastor is not a person that's hung up on religion.
Amen.
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 Amen. Religion will send a whole lot of folk to hell. Folk getting tied up in religiosity.
Right.
Amen. And don't know nothing about God.
Right. Amen.
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 Amen. I'm so glad that I ain't tied in religion, but I'm tied up and tangled up in Jesus, and I don't want to let go. Amen. Amen. But you got to understand that here it is, because the reason why I'm disturbed about him religiously, you got to understand that it was the religious leaders, amen, that put not only Peter and John in jail after healing the lame man, but it was also religious leaders and those that knew Jesus, amen, that played their part in him being crucified.
Right.
It was the religious leaders that asked the prophet Amos to leave the town because Amos was telling them what thus said the Lord, and they didn't want to hear what God had to say. But I find it strange that everybody wants God to hear you, but yet you don't want to hear God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. It was the religious leaders that passed the wounded, dying man on Jericho Road. In other words, it was the dressed up that passed the beat up. And we see that every Sunday, not just on Sunday morning, but we see it every day of the week. And then when we, who think we got it made, ride past some of them, we have mitigated gall to look down on them with disdain, when the truth of the matter is, except but for the grace of God. And this is free, don't cost nobody nothing. Since y'all believe that, like I said, we talked earlier about the gift of prophecy, and everybody, amen, can prophesy. Some folk believe it, but watch this. Everybody in the church has been equipped to be an evangelistic being.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So when you walk past them, the world is hungry for the living bread. Sometimes some folks just want to know that somebody care about them. Do what Peter and John, silver and gold, have but such as I have, give them Jesus.
Amen.
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 You see people now being led to their deaths in the name of religion, but not for religion. Y'all do remember Jim Jones and Guyana, don't you? Amen. A false prophet of God, where over 900 people lost their lives. You do remember, don't you, the wacko from Waco named David Koresh, don't you? Amen. Professing to be a prophet of God. And then when I see man trying to satisfy a spiritual hunger with physical bread, I'm disturbed. God help your boy. When I see government putting more emphasis on balancing budgets instead of balancing human beings, I'm disturbed. It's all right to let the gangs in, but it ain't all right to let God in.
My Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Anytime government can make laws removing prayer from school, amen, problems prevail even more.
Amen.
Now, I got some good news I can say to folk right there. If you have done your job, men,
all right.
Amen.
Amen.
Nothing wrong with mamas praying with the child.
That's right, man.
But I submit that a child ought to see daddy praying sometimes. And so when they go to make the legislation talking about removing prayer from school, you ought not worry about that.
Amen.
Because if you taught your child how to pray at home, and then therefore, as long as your child is at the school, you have the assurance that prayer is in the school.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, okay. Go home, Pastor Chiefs. Go home. Yeah, yeah. But anytime we remove God and then we replace him with guns, we tell our children to hide their open expressions of faith, but yet show the fears, I am disturbed about me. Micah in the text, as I'm getting ready to lead y'all along, I held y'all long enough. Micah in the text, no doubt he had seen enough. Micah no doubt had heard enough.
Yes, he did.
And then Micah had even taken enough. But I'm so glad unto God that there in verse 7 that Micah left a word of encouragement for us.
Yes, he did.
Thank be unto God today that I've learned how to look beyond a man and see a man named Jesus. Because I have discovered that when I look only at man, we give up in despair. We go down in defeat. And we pick up a whole lot of excuses. If you look only at man, you give up on life. But there is a man that is light in darkness. He is my peace and confusion.
Come on.
Yes.
He is my battle axe in the time of battle. He is my bridge over and through life's troubled waters. He is my heavy load sharer. And he is my burden bearer. There is a man that gave his life that you and I would have life eternal and then have it more abundantly. There is a man that is my rock in a weary land. Shelter in a time of storm. Mother for the motherless. Father for the fatherless. He is my hope for tomorrow. My joy in a time of sorrow. The man is Jesus. Jesus, my lily of the valley. Jesus, my way out of nowhere. Jesus, my before and my after. Even in my after. I close when I tell y'all that there is, no reason or excuse for me. Told y'all I'm going to dress a thing. Amen. Watch this. For missing his lifelong job. You see, when mankind and man came, man already had a job. Now, some folk always believe that the pastor be lying. Y'all Bible might be different from mine. So I want y'all to do me a favor. I would that every man stand up. Turn your Bible to the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. And read verse 13. When you get there, read it like it is printed. When everybody got it, when all you men to say amen. 12th chapter, verse 13. Look, I told y'all I was done. I put all my papers together. See that? All right, all you men folk got it?
Yes, sir.
Every man, read what is there.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring Edward into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
Amen. Y'all heard it. Then I said the conclusion of the whole matter, not pieces of it. Fear God.
Amen. Yeah.
Keep his commandment. This is the whole duty. It's a man's job.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Like that,
amen.
Amen.
It is a man's job.
Like
amen. Brother Sy stepped out of responsibilities and decided to let somebody else do what we should do.
If you keep my word true in your heart, you shall not err in the duty that I have set forth in your mind, said God. For when you look unto me, remember that I am the author and the finisher. And yea, I will complete that which I have begun in man. Yea, the work that I put there. Yea, the ability. Yea, the mind. Yea, the truth. It is all in place, said God. But you have to look unto me, for I shall reveal it unto thee, the directions and the instructions that you shall go. And when you go in this way, you shall go through the mountains and the valleys, and you shall fear no evil, for I shall be with thee, said God. And I shall lead thee and guide thee by my mighty hand, said God. And I shall bless you in my leading, and bless you in my guidance, said God. And I shall keep you, and I shall protect you, and I shall never let you go, for you are mine, said God. So lift me up and glorify my name, for I have created that which I have created, and it is true, said God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's a man's job. Amen. And I too am disturbed with man. I was disturbed with man years ago. When God spoke to my heart, I was praying and I was seeking God about let the men we didn't have in ministry. There was no elders. The elders we had were passed away, or they were moving out of state because they could no longer take care of themselves. And all I heard, Pastor Chief, was you can't use women. You know, you can't use women. But my Bible told me that you can't use women because God is no respecter of persons. And God has called them and gave them ministry, that they have as much right to do the ministry that God has set in their heart. So I caught a bunch of flack when we began to install women as elders in the church, which is something that has never been done in Liberty Temple. We began to set women in as elders, and we began to ordain the women as ministers. Why? Because I was disturbed with men. Because there were no men that would step up to the plate and decide to do the will and the desire of God that needed to be done in this ministry. I've got news for you. Man is in the condition, like Pastor Chief said, because of man. He can't blame himself. He can't blame his mother, his father. He can't blame his friends or even his enemies. He cannot blame the devil anymore. We have to begin to accept responsibility for our own actions. I too, like Pastor Chief, am disturbed with man because God has given us a word and a prophecy in our spirits that we are to stand up and proclaim this to be an acceptable day of the Lord.
Yes.
And I remember that scripture you read that blew me away, because it's the conclusion of the matter that we fear God, that we respect God, and that we serve God.
That's
why? Because if we do what Ecclesiastes said, we'll have love one for another.
That's
we won't put people down. We won't turn our nose up at folks because they don't dress like we dress, or they don't smell like we smell, or they don't walk like we walk, or they don't drive the same cars that we drive. You got me excited, Pastor.
Amen.
Let me shut up here.
Amen.
Good to see you, Lo. That's one of my sons back there. Amen. Very proud of that young man.
Amen.
Amen. Something about this young man. I ain't trying to put you on the spot. Years ago, we started receiving these envelopes in the mail and writing. Cherish, that's what I need. And they were tied. And I was like, who is this? And then I remember it said Watchdog Security, because he was working for the watch. And it clicked. I said, you know, this young man sent his tithe, and every time he gets his money, regardless of how much it is, he sends it out. You may not see him, but he honors God. You know why he was honoring God? Because his mother raised him. Sidestep their responsibilities as mothers are raising children. Amen. With the fathers out of the house, my God, even with the fathers in the house. That makes it even worse. Amen. I appreciate the man of God. I thank you for coming over here. When you and Pastor Chase get together, do you talk? No, I just listen. I do stuff to provoke him to talk about the scripture. I say something to provoke him. Because I want to hear what God has given him.
Amen.
Instead of a bunch of bellyaching, whining, blaming, talking about folks. You know, it's time for that over. And the sad thing about it, I'm done with this, is that men have become bigger gossipers.
They win.
Y'all said that quick. And contrary to popular belief, the older they get, the worse we get. I sit back sometimes and listen to a bunch of the guys I'm bowing, and they talk about Sue and Bob and Joanne and David and Belly Walker and anybody else they can come up. And I'm sitting there though, they had nothing else to do but talk about God or something. Don't want to talk about God. But we have removed ourselves from respecting the inclusion of the man. Amen. Come on and put your hands together and give the man of God. Sometimes I feel guilty because we have too much fun together. Amen. We had to stop going out to lunch. The first ladies is going to jump on us. Y'all can go to lunch, but y'all can't come take us to lunch.
Amen.
That's because we're here.
And we work.
Well, glory to God. We holding you up in
prayer. We got to eat too.
Well, babe, I cook for you every morning before you leave.
Amen.
Amen. For her to say I was making her fat.
Amen.
She works every day. I work mentally and spiritually. And so I respect her. And I think she ought to have a meal. If I'm leaving, I try to make sure there's food at home for her to eat. She can heat up with something she likes.
That's right.
Am I boasting about it? No. That's what we're supposed to do. We have to practice what we preach. If you don't cook, then I can't say nothing about that. I like to cook. Don't worry. If she think it's going to put some weight on her, she'll throw it in the refrigerator. or sidestep it. Amen. I thank God for St. Francis Missionary Baptist.
Yes. Yes.
I like what he said. It ain't about religiosity. It's about ministry.
Amen.
Amen. And, you know, I don't believe in practicing that denominational stuff. We're the body of Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
And we're supposed to be able to come together with one another.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
If I go to a Catholic church, I'm going to enjoy myself.
Amen.
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 If God did, I'm going to have myself a good time.
Say that.
All I need is for God to be there.
Say that.
Now, I'm going to know if he's there.
Right.
I'm going to know whether you're just talking about him or he's there.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. What was that thing called? Some envelopes we gave out. For men's what?
Men's Day.
Men's Day. Assessment. You know where you was at? Pardon me, Pastor? Men at work? Men at work. I didn't even know Pastor Chiefs. I looked past Pastor Keith and go, what? What's the theme? glad you knew. Because I couldn't have gave you no advice. Amen. I want everybody to stand at your feet. If you have your minute work envelope, get it out. It's a red envelope. And they gave them out to women too. We gave in y'all's. Really? Oh, lady took my money, Therese. Okay, yes, you did.
No, I didn't see your name.
My
money? Your money.
Be nice, you see, lady. Jesus, you got to be nice. Amen. Remember, we have a Christmas is coming, right? We have a 1-day service, 1-hour service. Now you want to talk? A 1-hour service. They put. Now, Sister Sherry said I told her 10:30.
Yes.